brothers and sisters of and in our Savior, grace to you and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ, his Son, our Savior. As the Regional Vice President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, it is my honor to represent our President Matthew Harrison on this great day for your congregation. I share with you his love and his greetings and share with you the Word of God this day. Our world is changing. Violence fills the city. Christianity is rapidly declining in the United States. Taking care of a beautiful church like this is very expensive. Does it seem like a miracle that you made it 125 years? It is. Will it take a miracle for you to make it another 125? Yes, it will. But that's how we came into being. Human existence is itself a miracle. We were made by God. Didn't come up from the stew. We didn't evolve ourselves, but we were made passively by God. He called the entire world into being out of nothing, simply by the power of his word. Let there be light, and there was light. Let the earth teem with creatures, and it was so. Let the sea be filled with fish of all kinds. Let the air be filled with flying creatures of all kinds. And it was so. God speaks, and it comes to pass. All this is a miracle. And how did God save the world? In the same way, by his word. He speaks, and it comes to pass. And then finally, we get to John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God's Word took on human flesh, came among us, took on all of our pain, all of our sorrows, all of our struggles, came into our midst. It's a miracle. And now, in this great season, we celebrate that he died our death and he rose from the grave. And so constantly, our song is, Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Now, I think you can do better than that. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Jesus came to a deaf man and he spoke his word, Ephphatha, be opened. And it was so. The man's ears were opened. The man's tongue was loosed. Jesus came to a widow's son at Nain, and he did what no good Jew would do. He came and he touched the bier, the coffin. Everybody was scandalized and they stopped. They stood still. But Jesus said, young man, I say to you, arise. And he did. He gave him back to his mother. And Jesus came to the tomb of a man 4 days dead, Lazarus. He said, roll away the stone. And nobody believed anything could happen. Lord, by this time, he stinks. Roll away the stone. Lazarus, come forth. And he did. God speaks his word and it happens. That's the only way anything good happens. By the power of God's word, not our efforts. You didn't get to 125 years on your efforts. And you won't get another 125 minutes on your own efforts. All by God's grace, all by the power of his word. We live by his word. So for our Savior, Lutheran Church, his word is your life. Your history says you're the merger of two congregations, St. Matthew's and our Savior, and that you built this glorious house of worship in 1930. But you have a history that goes back way more than 125 years. Your history is the church's history, and that is built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone. Now we live in a city, and the city knows much violence and oppression and racism. And the union of those two churches, St. Matthew's and our Savior's, testifies to this. That God's people are not divided. God's people are not divided by color. When God looks at us, he doesn't see black or white, rich or poor, Jew or Gentile. He sees every one of us a sinner who needs a Savior. God's church lives not by some earthly things that we have in common, some ethnic characteristic or some socioeconomic compatibility. No, God looks at us, he sees sinners, and he says, you live entirely by my word. My sheep, we heard in today's gospel, hear my voice. That's how you live, as sheep listening to your shepherd. Now, President Matthew Harrison, the head of our church body, is a wonderful shepherd. He's a good and godly man. He's a faithful shepherd to our Missouri Synod, but he is not your good shepherd. My friend, Pastor McLean, is a faithful pastor to you. He's bright. He's faithful. But he is not your good shepherd either. No earthly pastor can be the good shepherd, the noble, beautiful shepherd that the scripture speaks about, because this good shepherd that we heard in today's gospel is the one who lays down his life for you. If I, or Pastor McLean, or President Harrison were to die for you, would that atone for your sins? No. Could we be raised up from the dead on our own virtue or strength? No, only one is the good shepherd who lays down his life for you and has power to take it up again. Only Jesus gave his life for the sheep. Only Jesus rose again from the dead. Only Jesus ascended into the heavens. Only Jesus is coming again to judge the quick and the dead. Only Jesus is coming to give your body life, even though it die. Only Jesus is your Savior. You only have Jesus. But if you have Jesus, that's all you need. I don't know if this church will still be here in 125 years from now. We don't have any promise for that. I don't know if my congregation down in Virginia will still be here 125 years from now. We've got a voters meeting coming up in about a month. We'll see if we make it through that. I don't know. Is there a promise that the Missouri Synod will live? No, but there is this promise that Jesus Christ builds his church, and that church, the gates of hell, will not prevail against. We go to Syria. ISIS has been slaughtering Christians. The rest have fled. If you go to Germany, the birthplace of the Reformation, there are great and beautiful churches that stand empty except for the tourists. Luther said that the gospel is like a passing rain shower. It comes along and it waters the earth and things grow. Things rise up. But we human beings are so prone to taking these things for granted. We get lazy. We get selfish. We start to think, look at what I've done on my own reason and strength and merits. And so, the rain shower moves away because we stop listening to the word of God. So it passes on. There's an amazing map that you can see that traces the center of Christianity through time. And if we were to run it back 2,000 years, we would see the square center of that map right there in Jerusalem. And it gradually moves north and east to Syria. And as the barbarians of Europe began to be converted to Christianity, it starts to move west all through Europe. As America begins to be colonized, that center moves out actually into the Atlantic Ocean, in between England and America. And what's happening to that map? It's turned. It's turned away from America. It's going down south. Now it's in Africa. It's going deeper and deeper into Africa as millions are being converted to Christianity. And America says, I don't care anymore. Is that going to happen to you? Be faithful. Listen to the word of your good shepherd. He will not abandon you. As long as we keep doing what we've begun to do today, listen to God's word, repent and say, I am a poor, miserable sinner, and my only life is in the absolution that I receive from my pastor. It doesn't matter what that shepherd looks like. It doesn't matter whether he is old or young, whatever background he has, if he's dynamic or thoughtful. None of those things matter. What matters is the word. Listen to the word. So, Are you going to listen to the word of God with indifference? No. Today, our Savior is speaking to you anew. Today, the Good Shepherd calls you to hear his voice. He starts with a warning. Listen to me, dear sheep. These hills, these valleys, they're dangerous. Death lurks there. There are wolves, bears, lions. They will tear you apart. Pay attention. You can stumble and fall. So to you, the Good Shepherd speaks. Everyone who is angry with his brother, be liable to the judgment. Whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery in his heart. Be reconciled one to another. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon the earth. Every idle word you speak, you'll be made to give an account for it in the day of judgment. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. Whoever desires to be first among you, let him be a slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. These are the words of warning our Good Shepherd speaks to us this day. Have you broken these commandments? Have you kept these words? Repent and believe this good news. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. All we can do is stand before the shepherd and say, I have wandered away. I'm constantly forgetting to listen to you. Dear shepherd, please rescue me. Please bring me back. Please put me again on your shoulders and carry me home. The Good Shepherd gave his life for you, and the Good Shepherd still cares for this congregation named after him. These 125 years, God has cared for your congregation. All these years, God has cared for you. Have you sinned? He forgives you. Have you wandered? He calls you back. Have you been loveless? He loves you still. And now hear these words that the Good Shepherd speaks to you. Rejoice, your King comes to you. Take up your bed and walk. I forgive you all your sins. I will wipe away every tear from your eye. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Let not your heart be troubled. I am the way, the truth, and the life. By me you come to the Father. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Take away the stone. Lazarus, come forth from your grave. Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Behold, I am making all things new. We rejoice that you are 125 years old today. But you are not old. You are young. You are new. For in the kingdom of God, things do not grow old, but they are ever new. Last Sunday, I'm sure you heard, as I did where I was worshiping, newborn babes drink pure spiritual milk. And this is how we grow. And now, even now, Jesus is making you new, and he is teaching you to live a new kind of life. Christ also suffered for you, we heard in the epistle, that you might follow in his steps, leaving you an example. And again, Christ bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. So rejoice and be glad this day. All these years God has cared for you, and he has cared for our Savior Lutheran Church. Your Jesus is your good shepherd. He will be your rock through all the storms of life. He will guide you. He will protect you from danger. And when the last hour comes, your Jesus will pick you up and like a shepherd lead you home. So sing and be glad this day, for Jesus lives and his church will never die. Clap your hands and laugh, for Jesus lives and you will live forever. Play the trumpet and clang the cymbal, for Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia, Christ is risen. This time, like you mean it. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect and complete in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.